Blog Talk Radio.
Edition of the Weekly Conversation. If you've never heard that song in its entirety, it's Time Is On Your Side by Blind Divine off their Desire to Destroy album. It's incredible. I say this a lot, but it's been a while. They had a bunch of songs that they had, and you could buy them for like $10, $20, $50 or to use for your show, and I bought it and just stuck ever since. But I'm going to get into this, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. There's Biden in a clown car as he's promoting electric vehicles again. Folks, we don't have enough lithium on planet Earth. Electric cars are not the way of the future. Every time you turn around, another Tesla vehicle bursts in flames. But whatever. Forty-7% of federal workers aren't in the office, and we're going to vote them in and make them return. Because there are still people that wear masks. It's not safe to go in like them, like my one buddy walking around Walmart. It's not safe to go back to work. Then what are you doing here? I could see if you're at home, locked in your closet with a can of Lysol, then you're stupid. But at least you make sense, because you're afraid of this pandemic, but you're in your house locked up. How can it be not safe to go to work, but you're out walking around doing whatever you want to, because you were making more unemployed than you were? Because we're getting the money, we're getting the money. Well, where are you getting the money from? Obama. Obama's getting us the money. Where's he getting it? I don't know, but we're getting the money. It's like people just like want free money, but they don't know where it comes from. Sort of like a 1959 Gibson Les Paul. Wow, imagine if you would have bought and saved up. What if you would have taken out a loan for $10,000 and bought them? A ton of those guitars, they were like $269 or something back then, like 200 and something. And you put a bunch of them in storage, in a climate-controlled storage, and left them. And then, man, you know how much they go for now? Imagine if you had like 50 of them. Yeah, 50 Les Pauls and 59 in mint condition like that. How much would they really be worth? Not as much, because there'd be a bunch of them. That's why those baseball cards from the 80s and 90s aren't worth anything, because everyone collected them and kept them in protective cases and glass cases and this and that. This is UVB, and there's too many of them. You want to find those old 1906 baseball cards that were on like a reel that the guy would just take at the candy store and rip them off and give you one. It was like a promotional thing. Because very few survived, and very few survived in mint condition. So even ones that survived, even in kind of mediocre condition, are worth a lot. The ATF immediately sued upon publication of pistol brace rule. Yeah. ATF, you don't make the rules. You don't make the laws. I don't think so. Biden supporters and woke NBA player Stephen Curry wants to block affordable housing being built near his $30 million mansion. Oh, poor baby. Kylie Jenner has a noose around her neck. Not really. It's just a bracelet that's twisted, but they're calling it a noose necklace. And how dare that racist person? Just like the Tyrone Nichols thing. The race card. I'll get into that and so much more. So welcome to the conversation that I really hope you feel a part of. I really hope you do. And I want to get into this, folks. Pay attention.
So if you're praying about something and waiting for God to act, today's verse will speak directly to your heart. My name is Craig Rochelle. I'm the pastor of Life Church. And the verse of the day is from Psalm chapter 40, when David said, I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. I love the metaphor. David said he was stuck in a slimy pit of mud and mire. You might feel stuck right now, something that you can't get out of, and you may be able to relate to his feelings. For example, you might feel like you're stuck in a dead-end job and you're waiting for God to answer your prayer for something different, or you're stuck in the same old negative thought pattern, or you're stuck maybe with the same physical problem, and whatever it is, you're praying and you're believing God and you're waiting. If you find yourself stuck, there's a few things to remember. The first thing I want you to remember is that while you're waiting, God is still working. While David was waiting, God was still working. And just because you don't see anything right now doesn't mean that God's not doing anything. Someone said that God's delays are not necessarily God's denials. While you're still waiting, God is still working. So don't waste your waiting. Don't just pray like do nothing. If you're in a dead-end job and you're praying for something better, do your best, add value. Maybe take night classes or listen to a podcast to help you grow. Do something. If you're stuck in the same negative thought pattern, pray and then actively take your thoughts captive. Hide God's word in your heart. Let him renew your mind. If you have the same physical problem, pray and do whatever you're supposed to. Take your supplements or go to your next doctor visit or go to the gym. We're not going to waste the waiting. Now, oddly enough, we have no idea how long David waited, but while he was waiting, God was working. And I love this. He said, I waited for the Lord, and then he turned to me, heard my cry. I want you to know that God hears the cries of your heart. And what I love is that God is the one who lifted him out. David didn't have to climb out. God lifted him out. In the same way, he'll lift you out. He'll set your feet on the rock and give you a firm place to stand. So my encouragement to you is keep praying, keep trusting, keep waiting, keep believing. God will hear your cry. He will lift you out. It's not God's time. You can't force it. When it is God's time, you can't stop it.
That is Psalms 41-2. I waited patiently for the Lord to help me, and he turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the pit of despair, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on solid ground and steadied me as I walked along. Think about that as going through day to day or evening. And, you know, we pray and God answers prayers. He does. He hears our prayers. He sends them out, but only to believers. He'll send it out, but he ain't going to send it to someone that's on, I don't know, Boulevard or I don't know. Do I really trust God? I'm on 50-50 lane. No. If you want, I believe Boulevard, it'll happen lane, interstate, it's going, it's going to happen, it'll do it. He'll send it. When it gets there, that's on faith. That's on, I mean, imagine if you knew when everything, okay, well, I think my job's no good. I want a better job. You know, if you want to consider doing something, consider doing something. You want to do a podcast like this, consider doing something. You want to write a book, do it. Do it in your spare time. And if God opens doors, pray about it and say, hey, Lord, if this is your will for me, open up the door. As Revelation chapter 3 says, if it's not my will for me, then shut the door. And God will open doors that no one can shut, and he'll shut doors that no one can open. And if it's not his will for you, he'll shut the door. But welcome, folks. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so tired of this. You know, I don't care about celebrities, but Kylie Jenner had a fashion necklace, and because at the one end it's twisted, they're calling it a noose necklace. I'm so tired of everything being racist. I'm so tired of it. That's a noose necklace, because she's a racist, because only black people have been hung by a noose, and how dare she wear a noose necklace? She's a racist. She's a black-hating race because she's got a nice necklace on, even though it's just twisted. I'm so tired. So, that's why I can't watch any of that crap anymore. All woke. NASCAR, I'm done guaranteeing you. I was watching this back when, I think it was when it was on Speed, they had, and one of the Jackson Barrett auctions, they had the backup car, Davey Allison. And it was the car that won the Daytona 500, and, you know, they poured over it forever. And Larry McReynolds was insistent on changing where the exhaust came out from his notes. The notes that they kept, the personal notes and how the car was set up, he insisted that they change the exhaust from his notes on where he believed came out, where the exhaust came out, where this happened. And they've got the actual notes. If you want it set up like Talladega, I'm a phone call away. And it just saddened me because that's the NASCAR I lived for and remember. Now you have, there's a noose in the garage. I suck as a race car driver, but I'm going to blame race. I'm so tired of everything being racist. Everything being racist. This is a noose necklace. You can actually be someone that says, hey, what happened to Tyrese Nichols was not right. I don't support it at all. But on the same hand, don't play the dang race cards. Well, you know, America was founded on racism. I mean, you know, blacks were brought over here. I mean, America was racist. You know, white people, white Europeans slaughtered Mexicans and Native Americans, and they enslaved black people. What about the blacks who were sold to other blacks? What about the blacks in Africa who, I don't know, oh yeah, that's right, yeah, they captured and kidnapped blacks and sold them to Americans. What about them? Listen, what's amazing is there's a big difference in this country between black people who are from America and black people who've lived in Africa. The people who are from, like, Durban, South Africa, or Togo, or Chad, or Sudan, or the Ivory Coast, those black people, they're totally different. The American black people, if it takes 10 minutes to make a pizza, it takes 10 minutes. So what? It takes time. The black person will be like, I see what it is. Take 10 minutes because I'm black. I see what it is. You know, if I was white, I'd have it faster, but, you know, and they put everything on the color of their skin, and it's not, no one's condoning what happened to Tyrese Nichols. No one's condoning racism. No one's condoning any violence or anything like that. But we're sick and tired of, it's the race card. I'm tired of people like Oprah Winfrey, the most wealthiest woman in the freaking world. And she's like, folks, if you're black, you're just going to be in the projects. Just stay in your Section 8 housing. You're never going to amount to nothing. You can never accomplish anything. You can never make anything out of yourself because when you're black, you can't do anything. I'm tired of them. Why isn't Oprah Winfrey lifting them up? Look what I accomplished. I'm tired of this victim mentality. Is there racism in this country? There's racism everywhere. I would tell every black person to get up and move to a place on planet Earth that's never been. I would tell any black person to go to another country that's never had racism or slavery. You won't find it. Someone has probably been a slave in some form or another, white, black, Native American, whatever, you name it, Indian, Asian, Egyptian. Every place on planet Earth, they've had slaves in some form, I guarantee you, on planet Earth. And a black person better not have a diamond, because most of those diamonds come from blood mines, where people are enslaved. And what they'll do is, if they accuse you of stealing, they will literally cut you open to see if you swallowed diamonds. And if you don't have any, oops, oh well, you shouldn't have made yourself look like you might have stolen diamonds or been accused of it. They will literally take a knife and gut you open and kill you to get diamonds And if you didn't have any, oh well. Most diamonds are blood diamonds, so. Yeah, just remember that. Whether you like Tyrese Nichols, whether you think he's guilty or not, whether you think it was justified or not, well, first of all, you know, the... They wanted to defund the police, but then when crap like this happens, they want to lower standards on police. And then when this happens, all they got's the race car. You can be against what happened to that man and be like, hey, they're rotten apples. Why are they blatantly, overly... See, I know if that would have happened to me, if that was a black man who had done that to another black man, you wouldn't even hear about it. You wouldn't even know about it. Blacks kill more blacks than any. Black people get killed by, statistically, blacks will, you're 100 times more likely to be killed by another black person than you are a cop. Statistics, just like the CDC now, they're trying to cover up the facts on the gun laws, you know? And what we mean by that is, okay, like if I kill someone in self-defense, they're trying to cover that up because the evidence overwhelmingly proves that gun ownership is great, that it doesn't, like more guns would not be a hindrance. You'd have less violence, less gun violence, less shootings, less crimes if everyone had guns. Then, you know, because it takes away their narrative, because they want to sit there and they want to control us. They want to take away our Second Amendment rights so they can run our lives. They want to get a digital currency in here so that they can say, yeah, man with the mic, yeah, you posted something we disagree with on Facebook. So we're gonna seize your bank account. We're gonna shut it down so you can't use it. Yeah. Yeah, well, how do we force a vaccine on someone? Because obviously it's unconstitutional. So how do we make sure? How do we make it to where the Americans have to do what we tell them, even if it violates the Constitution? How can we bypass the Constitution? You know. I mean, I'm not getting into names, and I'm sorry, I'm not going to mention their names, but I have found out about 5 people recently who have major cardiac issues, and they had to get the vaccine. No, they didn't. They could have stood their ground. Like that video where they're, like, coming in, yeah, you're violating stuff, da, 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 you can't be open. I'm like, bye. Bring the Indiana National Guard in here. Yep, no, you can't come in. No, you're not coming in here. You're not going to potentially get me COVID. It's like the people that were getting people's faces. You're gonna get us all killed. You won't wear a mask. Really? They'd be like screaming in someone's face. You're gonna kill us all because you won't wear a mask. Who's the one that's? I thought you were for 6 feet social distancing. Oh, I guess that's wrong. Ooh. I mean, seriously, they make no sense. They're hypocritical. All the unvaccinated people are going to kill the vaccinated. We're all going to die because you won't get the stupid vaccine. Just shut up and get it. Didn't you just spend the last, 2 years telling me that I don't think for myself and I don't use my brain and engage it and think? Now you're telling me not to think? I do what I'm going to do. I look at the facts. When a 35-year-old Zantac has to be reformulated because people are getting cancer and major problems are coming of it, there are lawsuits and people are dying. Oh, but you want me to just shut up and get a vaccine? Just get it. It has to be good. I know it is. Remember the American Council for Tobacco Research, the council that the tobacco industry did? Here, we're gonna pay you to study the tobacco. Yeah. Do you really think the tobacco industry, who's paying people the tobacco industry that's funding a research arm that's doing studies on tobacco. You really think they're going to sit there and come out with something that, when they're making billions of dollars off you hand and fist, that they're going to sit there and come out when they already know it's deadly? They're going to sit there and come out with something negative about it? No. Well, I've studied it, and I think it's dangerous. It can cause cancer. Well, from the American Tobacco Research Council that we started with, from the tobacco industry that we pay for the research, our expert found out that that's not necessarily the case. So I don't care if you got 5 billion studies that say tobacco is the most deadly and dangerous thing in the world. Our expert said he didn't find that at all. We had people smoke Camel, only Camel, for 30 days, and we had a throat expert check their throat. What did you find out, doctor? No irritation. Oh, but I bet your lungs were black and covered in tar and looked like, ugh. But whatever, folks. That's what the CDC and the FDA are. They're government right-wing companies. Here, you need to tell the people this. You can't properly vet a vaccine. You can't properly vet a vaccine. You can't do it. Yeah, I got a phone call coming in. I need to take it, but I can't because I'm live on the air. Isn't that interesting? Ah. And they'll be gone when I get off the phone. I'll call them tomorrow. The life of a radio host. But anywho, it's what it is. To properly vet a vaccine, it takes time, any medication. But don't worry, I can't believe how many people were just like, quick taking a picture. Like, you know how people back in the day, and you look at the hair, yeah, and I've said this before, yeah, she's probably got enough aquanet in that hair that if she got a mass near it, she'd look like Michael Jackson in a Pepsi commercial. Lord help me. Well, the same person, what would that be? Oh, yeah. That same person. Now, last to that photo, I wonder how many people look at those vaccine photos where they get the picture with the taken with their vaccine identification code. We can do this. They got the vaccine. Nope. What's funny is when the people would tell me that I'm going to kill everybody because they're vaccinated and I'm not. How are you going to get the vaccine from me? That's funny. How are you going to get the virus from me if you're vaccinated? Just shut up and get the vaccine. We're all going to die if you don't get it. You're going to kill me for not. We're all going to die because you won't get the vaccine. It's like, I'm wearing a hazmat suit, but since you're not wearing it, you're going to give me the virus. Put on a gas mask and go in a gas chamber. If the gas mask prevents you from breathing in the toxic gas and you can breathe normally, great. Like they do in the Army, you know, where they put that mask on, you go into the gas room and they light that stuff. And when you're ready, you have to take the mask off and you have to recite your name and your badge number. I am Kyle W. Wilcup, number 261849. And you read your number and you read all this stuff. If the mask, when it's on you, if you can breathe normally, then you're fine. All these people would be like in a hazmat suit. You're going to kill me. I'm going to kill you because you're in a hazmat suit. If the suit does what it's supposed to do, you shouldn't be bothered. But that's the problem. So many people in this world, they don't get it. Like all those people that had the vaccine identification cards. Why don't we just do the passport thing? It'd be so much easier. That way they scan the passport and they can prove if you got the vaccine or not. Sound like a moron. Well, when the vaccine when you get a vaccine for anything in this world, it's great. Some actually back in the day actually worked and did what they were supposed to do. But guess what, folks? Wait till the pandemic's over. Ah. So what else can they add to the... So let's say the vaccine is no longer needed. You don't, like, it's not a thing anymore. Are you still going to have that passport out? Or are they going to add to the passport? Are they going to say, like, well, yeah, well, if you want to get on a plane, you're going to have to do this before you can fly. Or you're going to have to do that before you can go here or go there. Are they just going to keep adding things to it? It's not just going to be a passport for a COVID-19 vaccine only or boosters only. Don't worry, folks. If you don't want the vaccine at all, be very careful because you're going to start having a booster and flu shot mix. I have like 5 people I know that are having major cardiological problems, cardiac problems. They're seeing cardiologists and stuff because of the vaccine. They were 199% perfectly healthy until they got the shot. And ever since they got the shot, they've started to have problems almost instantly. Not everyone is, and that's what I hate when these people, I get the vaccine, I have no problem. Well, you better get on your hands and knees and praise God. It doesn't mean you're out of the woods. Whatever, folks. We have freedom in this country. If you're fully vaccinated and it actually does what a vaccine is supposed to do, you're never going to get it from me. You're never going to get the virus from me. Oh, but all these retarded idiots are like, you're going to get us all killed because you won't get the vaccine. How can I affect you if what your statement makes no sense? Because the only way the vaccinated people would survive and all the unvaccinated would die if that was the case. If it's a true vaccine, we would get the coronavirus with like a 99% survival rate. We would live. No, we would actually die and you would survive. I cannot believe how many people I know have had the shots and had COVID like 6-7 times. It's nuts. It's called common sense. It's like wiping before you poop. It don't make sense. You got to have common sense. Think for yourself. I'm so tired of, oh, like when Obama was president, oh, the national debt, we can spend $500 trillion. We can get Greece out of debt. We can get all these countries. Money means you can print all the money you want to and it won't matter. And as soon as Trump's in, he wants to spend money. How can he? Have you seen the national debt clock? Well, why weren't you? But you weren't talking about, you could have spent $9 trillion and gotten Greece out of debt and made them wealthy. I think it was on Glenn Beck's program several years ago. They had a guy like, why don't we make the minimum wage $50 bucks an hour and make everyone wealthy and make it $75 bucks? And they figured out, I forget what it was, it would be the equivalent of like $6 now, an hour. It was ridiculous if everyone got, and what they would have to do to increase the prices and this and that. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. The whole world's coming to an end. But it's okay, folks. Don't worry. Like 74% of the federal workers aren't even in the office or at home. No, you need to get back to work now. Okay? Your cush time is done. See, a lot of places are like, hey, we can save so much money by having these people work from home. We don't have to have office space. They save money on gas. And this. I don't know if I could work from home. It'd be so hard because, like, I'd be wanting to just, like, at work, it kind of, like, not that I'm forced to go to church because I love church and I go and we have intercessor prayer and the 2-7 series and stuff. I love for church. I love going to church. But, like, getting up and having to go somewhere, you know, and then I'm, you know, where if I was at home, I'm like, I'll get it. I think I'll watch Madlock. I think I'll watch this. And before you know it, well, it's noon and I haven't even done anything yet. And that would be so hard for me. Because, like, I mean, granted, I can't cook here for people. I got to be at where I work. But it's like, I mean, you have the ATF now. they are being sued almost instantly because of the pistol brace rule. They're trying to, I mean, the ATF is trying to write rules. They're trying to circumvent the Second Amendment and the Constitution. The Second Amendment, we have the right to keep and bear arms that shall not be infringed ever. What does shall not be infringed mean? That means never, ever, ever. If they own my guns, I'm dead. I don't care. They're trying to find ways to get around the Second Amendment. They're trying to find, well, we're not banning guns. We just want you to have to federally register guns and do this and do that and do that. And not today. Well, they already have. They've already found out that certain banks, they have a code that when you do this, code comes up and it basically states that you bought a gun so that they can track you. You know, it's like, sorry, folks, I'm standing up for what I believe in. We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit and the giver of true life. That's where we're at. That's where we're at, folks. Have fun. Have fun. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to praise God. Don't worry, folks. We're not going anywhere. You ain't taking our guns. You're not going to... The CDC and all this trying to hide the gun facts. Sorry, folks. Have fun. We're not going anywhere. Our guns are not going anywhere. What makes you think for 1 second that a law-abiding citizen with a gun is going to be a threat to society? See, guns represent racism and stuff, and we need to get rid of racism, so we need to ban guns. If you don't want a gun, don't own a gun. If you think because I have a gun, I'm going to shoot you, yeah, you threaten my life, you threaten my niece, you threaten my family, yes, I will use I'll use my Second Amendment rights. I pray to God, except for at a target downrange, I never ever have to pull the trigger. But don't worry, folks, this is the hypocrisy we live in because, you know, they try to circumvent the Constitution. The CDC is trying to cover up the fact that, like, all these gun statistics that show a good guy with a gun stops a bad guy with a gun because that defeats your whole objective. So, like, these kids that, like, they storm out of the room when they try to push their socialist agenda, like on Charlie Kirk or, you know, Ben Shapiro, and they get shut down by facts. Wait, white privilege is real. What about Asian privilege? Asians are actually more wealthy, more better to do, better off. They have in every, like if you were to put 15 categories, you know, wealth, finances, house, everything, they are the top earner, they're more successful, this and that. So where's Asian privilege? Because they're better off than white people. So when a white person's in a trailer park, does that make him, where's his white privilege? I want to be able to just live on Easy Street. I struggle. I pay bills. I struggle. I pray to God and say, Lord, I need money. We got rent due. We don't have the money for rent. I need to pay it, Lord. And rent comes. And he always provides. I trust in the Lord, not a government. So many people, I want my money. I want my inflation relief check. Yeah, the checks are what got us in the problem in the first place because we need the, I'm staying home because I'm making more money just sitting on my butt being a couch patriot than I am actually doing anything. I don't care. Kind of like the Kennedy, the famous Kennedy that was all in favor of these wind turbines because they're going to put them out in the water because they always have water on and it would constantly spin them, so they would constantly be getting electricity out of them. And he was 100% in support of that, the famous Kennedy, until, oh yeah, that's right, it was going to be in his view. And when he looked out into the ocean, he was going to see that. Oh, can't have that now. Can't be in support of that. Well, I support illegal aliens coming here. Okay, you support like an open border? Well, then take them in. Yeah, I have a conservative who's my husband, and yeah, well, I mean, he wouldn't allow it, so no, sure, nice wedding ring I don't see on your finger. You know, it's like, oh, they want to have an open border, but will you take them in? Well, will Nancy Pelosi let them live where she is? No. As long as she's not forced to deal with it, she's fine with an open border. As soon as she's forced to deal with it, then she's like, crap, I got to do something now. Now I got to get rid of these people. Get the buses. We got to move them somewhere else. As long as they're not forced to deal with it. Like, oh, the wind turbine idea is a great idea until he thinks it's an eyesore, because he's going to see them staring out his window on his mansion on the ocean. As soon as he can see them and they're an eyesore to him, nope, not, nuh-uh. Like Stephen Curry, we need to have the affordable house, and we need to have all this stuff. We need to, you know, black people are so underprivileged and this and that. We need to get back to the community. This affordable housing is going to be built right near my $30 million mansion. No, we can't have that. You got to move that, because, see, you know, I'm all in favor of affordable housing and helping the homeless and helping the illegals and stuff, but I don't want to deal with them. You know, they can come into the country as long as they can't come to where I got a gated community. As long as you keep them out, I'm fine. You need to have like a privileged grocery store so I don't have to deal with these people. I'm all in support of affordable housing, just not near my $30 million mansion, you know, because, you know, No, I don't want Section 8 housing where I live. No, why don't you put your money where your mouth is and say, yeah, I'll donate $5 million of my billions I have, and I'll help build that affordable housing, and it'll be right where I live. Why don't you give up your money and donate it and live in the projects? Homeless people are human beings just like anybody else. They deserve dignity and respect. If you want to have an open border, but you don't want to take them in your home, that's a double standard. Don't want them here, but then don't want to take care of them and do something. Oh, yeah, you just want to pass legislation. Yeah, we're gonna pass this legislation that, like, if you come across the border and you're illegal, you'll get medical, dental, vision, 401k. Yeah, we'll just pay for you. Yeah, you'll get the taxpayers that are working are going to pay for you to just sit on your butt and do nothing. No, I'm not for that. If you want to come here and become a citizen and do it the right way and make something of yourself and start out as maybe a taxi driver and then own a restaurant and move it on up, then you have a laundromat and you have a dry cleaning business and you do something, then okay. But don't act like you in support of all this stuff. I don't support it because it's going to be near where I live. Nancy Pelosi, if you want a open border, you should be welcoming them into your community, into where you live, into your neighborhood. You should be welcoming them in these wealthy areas. Beverly Hills should be welcoming those people. Bel Air should be welcoming all those illegals with open arms. because they want all this stuff. They're paying millions of dollars to push this propaganda to get these people in here. They should be housing them and taking them in. You got a 25-bedroom mansion with 30 bathrooms? Take them in. House them. If you want them here and you're spending money to get them in here, then you should... Oh, I can't do that. Mm-hmm. Oh, just because I have an open border policy doesn't mean I want them here. Yeah, they want them. They want them to come here for the votes, but they, as long as they don't have to deal with them or mess with them. They're all about supporting all these programs until... Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah. You want me to... I'm all about helping out until... Ooh. Oh, this is how bad it is. The 1619 Project dossiers slammed for resurrecting the debunked claim that the Revolutionary War was fought in large part to preserve slavery. No, thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of white people died to free slaves. Not for you people to be sitting there playing the race car 24/7. If a guy died... Because if Tyrese Nichols died because bad circumstances and bad cops and for the wrong and this and that, okay, I get it. You don't have to condone what the cops did to the man. He ended up dying. But you don't have to support, you don't have to push the race card. You can be against what the cops did and saying, hey, it was wrong. These cops did something to this person and I don't agree with it at all. I said what I said. But did I push the race card? No. Well, folks, you know, the American flag is found on racism because, you know, the white represents the ropes that the slaves were bound with. The red is for the blood from the dead slaves. And the blue is from the tears as they were being beaten. That's what the red, white, and blue stands for because, you know, I mean, when the Revolutionary War happened, it was fought to preserve slavery and, you know, the Civil War was fought to keep, I mean, I can't. You can be against what happened to Tyrese Nichols and not push the race card at the same time. What a concept. You know, every white person's a, you know, maybe we need to play the same card. No, I don't play that game. I'm like, see, the majority of people aren't buying this crap. They don't care. They're like, you know, it's only a handful. And they're trying to get the handful of people that are just going to, like, incite violence, you know, because we need to have, because the peaceful Democrats couldn't stand the violent Trump supporters. You know, that did all the Antifa, you know, all the Antifa Trump supporters and doing all the damage that they did, you know, in all the cities and the looting and the rioting, you know, trashing of their own communities, you know, all those Antifa Trump supporters. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Oh, yeah, that's right. Ooh. That's not the case. That's not how it is. They need to find those people so they can start rioting. You need to get, because of what those cops did to that black man, it was racist. So since it was racist, you need to go into your black communities. You need to loot your black stores. You need to loot your black communities, loot your convenience stores, rob them, pillage them, damage them, destroy the communities that you live in, that grocery store that you shop in, that black guy that owns it, destroy it because of racism. Destroy it in the name of a black guy who was killed by cops, whether it's justified or not. We don't know the whole story. I don't think anything was, no man's justified to be dead. But when they sit there and they push the race card and push the race card and push the race card and push the race card, Pick a card, any card, okay, the race card. Let's shove it down people's throats. We're tired of it. We don't want what happened to happen, but don't push the race card. Don't make it worse. But then you get black people that destroy their own communities and their own stores and loot their own community stores and their own black-owned places, and then all because of racism. It's sad. I hate that we have to talk about this, but that's the meat. That's where the meat is. Tyrese Nichols, man, he was killed. You know, all cops are racist. I don't care if they're black. Blacks are black cops. See, they're just a sellout to the white man. You know, they're being forced to do what the white man tells them to, because the white man controls everything in America. Even though Barack Obama was president, you know, I guess he was a white man. Well, he had a white mother. But don't worry, folks. Oh, geez. Imagine the level of self-delusion that harbors it must take for a rhino never-Trumper, Larry Hogan, to actually think he has a shot at becoming the president of the United States of America. He's like, I'm sure she's going to run in 2024. Trump will not be the nominee. I make sure of it. He will never, ever. I hate America. I hate Trump. I'm so tired of these anti-American communist rhino pieces of crap. Like I've said on the program many times, like he's going to run for president, like anyone's going to back him. Are you kidding me? Well, they're just trying to find a way to make sure that Trump can't run. They're trying to get anything I would take a tenth of the money. I could live for the rest of my life like my wife, I could give Robin probably a $20 million, and you wouldn't even dent my bank account with the amount of money that they pissed away trying to find something on Trump to get him to where he can't run or impeach him or something. But they have all this proof on Hunter Biden. Well, you know what? These investigations on the Bidens, it's just a waste of money. I mean, the taxpayers, you know, the citizens see through all this crap because they know that Trump colluded with Russia, even though it's been proven false. They know that the laptop that's real isn't real. They know that, you know, all this stuff with Hunter Biden, it did happen, but it didn't, you know, I mean, because I mean, and then you have, of course you got Tyrese Nick, of course you got like Kamala Harris, she's at Tyrese Nichols' funeral. Of course she's just going to even more push the race card. Of course you got Al Sharpton, the biggest race baiter ever. That dude, Al Sharpton is not a reverend dude. That dude, he's going to hell, just so you know, folks. He is the most anti-Christian piece of crap. I mean, I can go into my litter box right now where my cats were. And to all the people that reached out with the loss of my kid, my furry kid, thank you so much. But the cat poo in the container that I dump out has more worth to me and value to me than Al Sharpton. Of course, everyone that's at this, they don't have like, yeah, where's Terrence K. Williams? He's black. Why isn't he there? Oh, because he's not a race baiter. He's not pushing the race card. He's not all these people trying to push the race card. Whether the race card has nothing to do with whether the guy's death is justified or not. You can be against the guy's death and say, hey, I'm against, because like I said, if that was in common, I guarantee you stuff like that goes on every day in Compton, Watts, South Central, Chicago. People die every day. Black on black. Black people kill black people every day by the tens of thousands. Every day. And no one cares. If Black Lives Matter really cared, they would be marching in Chicago every single solitary day, day in, day out, 24/7, 365. They would be in Watts. They would be in Compton, South Central, Oakland. They would be in Queens, the Bronx. Every single solitary day they would be there marching, protesting this black person who died, but they can't because Black Lives Matter isn't about black-on-black deaths, you know. So if you die at the hands of a black man, you're not going to get, like, the notoriety of someone like Tyree Nichols. You're not going to get it. I'm not condoning what happened. I'm sick and tired of them pushing the race card. See, black people cannot amount to anything in this country ever, even though Barack Obama became president. Oprah Winfrey's one of the wealthiest women in the world, and she's black. You got Magic Johnson. And, like, even, I think it was Charles Barkley said that a lot of people call him a sellout to the man. And stuff, because you can't make it without being a sellout. And what's funny is Kamala Harris is there. I mean, she cares about that adult, Tyree Nichols. But, oh, and half these people that are concerned about this guy that died, oh, they're the first ones that, oh, she's 100 million percent in support of abortion. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, she supports abortion 1,000,000%. Yes, she did. She supports abortion, but... Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm against people being killed when they're... I'm against people who are killed when they're... Like in their 20s, but when they're born? Oh, yeah, slaughter them. Yeah. Yeah, we live near a hospital, so over the studio we got a helicopter coming. It's like the second one. It's a life flight. You know, if they're coming in via a chopper, someone's in very critical condition. About 4 minutes left in the program, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of. Don't worry, the World Health Organization is still trying to push the vaccine thing. Get your vaccine. Get your... Why? I haven't needed it. If God's going to take me, he's going to take me when it's his time, you know. I just didn't expect God to take my cat so soon. He had way too many years left to live. Make sure you get your shots, your boosters. And I wonder how that one dude's doing that got like 50 vaccinations or like 96, like a German, just so he could get like, and he was selling the vaccine cards to people so that they could show they were vaccinated for the people that didn't want it. Folks, thanks for tuning in to the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of. What a day. What a day. What a day. Yes. I'm going to see where we're at, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. Yes, we beat Nottingham Forest 2-0 with Manchester. Now, what do you want to get a little bit of Premier League news? What do I think? It's good. It's good. I think Martial Sabitzer, I'm bad with names. I think he's going to be an incredible signing. Sabitzer, I think he's going to be incredible, incredible signing. He's just on a loan. I guess Bayern Munich wouldn't sell him. Now, I think he's exactly the type of player we need permanently, but Bayern Munich wouldn't sell him, and I guess they were looking at trying to buy him, but Still a sucky transfer window, but at least we got someone in, because we're one injury away of not going anywhere. But I think if we, I'm just concerned about the owners and who we're going to get, you know, because, you know, they just about the money. So we'll have to see. But I think he's a great loan. I think he's amazing. He's played at the top level. Now he's going to have to, and I think since he's played at Bayern Munich, he's played at the top level. They're a little bit faster pace, so I think it's a good thing. I think if he can adjust to the Premier League, I think he'll do just great. The only problem I have is I think we should have got him in a while ago. That way he can adapt, because we don't have any games to actually – we can't afford to really lose 3 points. So, I mean, if you get him in the FA Cup or you get him in the – Europa League, and you get him experience that way. I think the Europa League is a big chance for us to be able to get into the Champions League by winning that, so we'll have to wait and see. So, but I got about just barely over a minute left. I want to thank you so much for tuning in, folks. You know, even in the Premier League and stuff, there, like even on the United Stand that I watch, there are people that will put like you can pay to put a message and have it read. And when you listen to the message, he'll read it first, and when you look at it, it's actually something very racist. And yeah, no, and then they track him down and they turn, because it's, you know, in England there's lots of racism, so it's one of those things, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in, and remember, folks, like I said before, the Tyrene Nichols, you can. They're pushing a damn race card. You can be against what they did to him and be against the race card at the same time.
There you go. No one's more racist than
me. Yep. I mean, we all are racist. Don't forget that. Remember, folks, with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Monday, good night all, and God bless. Goodbye.